All right, Cody. Cody, where are you from originally? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Phenix City, Alabama.
Tell me about your family growing up.
I was in foster care for 12 years. Got separated from my sisters, been like 2 years into it. So I went a long period of time without seeing either sister of mine. So childhood was kind of rough.
What
Kind
kind of
of rough.
things do you go through in the foster system?
Foster systems, I've had families tie me up, force feed me food. I've had families micromanage everything I do, everything I eat, everything I, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then my younger sister got adopted by the family that did that to me, did that to us, because that was one of the families that we lived together with. But yeah, and she had spent all her life with them until she finally turned 18. And she came back to Phenix City and found us again. But they moved her all the way to Missouri, you know what I'm saying? So she's been in Missouri my whole life. Yeah, my parents have been in and out of prison. My dad don't get out of prison until I'm 44, and I'm 30 right now. So,
Where was your mom?
my mom is back home, but she's an older woman. You know what I'm saying? She you know what I'm saying? She done fell off a porch. When I talked to her on Mother's Day, man, she made me cry. She said, "Son, I miss you so much." I was like, "I miss you too, Mama." She's like, "I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying?" Like, she's trying to fight it for me to come home and see me before she, you know what I'm saying? Like, she has cancer and shit. You know what I'm saying? So she, sorry for cussing, but yeah. So I've kind of pretty much been on my.
Did you feel loved as a child?
Yeah, they loved me. They most definitely loved me. They just, I guess you could say I was the first child, so I guess you could say they wasn't ready for it yet. So once foster care, DHR got involved, it was just hard to get me back. You know what I'm saying?
What was the worst thing you went through as in a foster system?
Worst thing I probably went through was being force-fed food because she was the type of person that. I'm eating everything at the table. I'm not getting up. Well, I don't eat tomatoes, so force fed. And then the way they punished us would, they would make us, because they were in the military, they would make us do PT at 3 o'clock in the morning, run laps around the house. And then every time you do a sit up and come back up, they'd feed you hot sauce. Go back down, feed you hot sauce. So it was kind of rough. That's probably the worst thing I experienced in foster care.
How far did you go in school?
Ninth grade. Ninth grade.
What'd you do after you were done with school?
Right when they kicked me out of school, I was just now getting involved with drugs and stuff. So when they kicked me out of school, and then, mind you, my mama got me back when I was like 16 because I was older enough. So when I was 16, I still went to school when I was living with my mother. But she didn't really she never get on to me for getting in trouble. Like, she didn't even get on to me for getting expelled. She was okay with it because she felt like as a mother she messed up, and so now she feel like she has to let me get by with everything I do. You know what I'm saying? Like. I don't know, it's weird, but I love her to death. But yeah, I made it in my grade, and after I got out of school, I just went straight to drugs, being drugs. Cause my parents are also drug addicts, so
How old are you now?
I'm 30.
30?
Yes, sir.
What made you come out to LA?
Me and my girlfriend, I've been with for like 10 years on and off. She's dealing with a DHR case herself, and we came out here to get. Y'all, one of the stipulations was to get clean, to get the kids back. So we came back out here. Well, I've been to four rehabs, but all three, I went to three, but they kicked me out of three of them and I left the last one. And she told me if I did anything dumb to get kicked out of this one, she was going to stay and get sober and get her kids back. Because they're not my kids, my biological, they're not biological, my kids are like my stepkids. I love them to death too, but I guess I'm hard headed and I just, I don't know, I kept sneaking fentanyl in the rehabs. And dispersing it to people and breaking people's sobrieties. And so they pinpointed me. So they kicked me out. The last one we was at together, man, was on a farm, but we were separated. And I was just going through a lot emotionally. So I felt like I just needed to get high. So I left. And she stayed. And now she's in a sober living house doing good. Now she's getting her kids back when she goes back home. And so I came out here for help. But I came out here to better my life. But I feel like I just did nothing but worsen it. You know what I mean? Like, made it worse. Now I'm stuck on Skid Row, and I feel like I'm stuck here.
How long you been here?
About going on 7 months.
And you're staying in a tent, or?
Honestly, sir, I've had three tents since I've been here, and if I leave them more than 5 hours, they get stolen. So I mean, I just have a sleeping bag, and I just roll it down whenever I want to go to sleep.
Right. How are you making money?
A boost.
Do you see a future? Do you see a way out of this?
I do. Another reason why I'm still out here, of course, anybody else would probably went home, but I'm facing 20 years in prison back home, so I cannot go back home. I cannot.
What is that for?
What is it, what?
What is the 20 years in prison for?
Distribution of a controlled substance to a minor. They trying to say, me and my, you want me to tell you the story?
Sure.
Me and my stepdaughter, like, my girlfriend just told me, look, don't say nothing to Christy about smoking marijuana. I'm like, bet I won't, but I want to be the cool parent, right? So I went to pick her up, and I'm like, look, man, your mama found out you're smoking weed. She said, what? I said, yeah, man, your brother told on you. He's like, oh, she's like, oh, no. So my crazy self, I say, is it true? She's like, yeah, it's true. I was like, well, do you want to smoke a blunt? She's like, yeah. So I get a blunt, we roll it, we're riding down the road, and we get pulled over. Well, remind you, my window didn't work. Like, my driving window didn't work. So I had a couple things on me. And so I asked Christy, I said, can you throw this out for me? She's like, what? I said, can you throw this out for me? We're getting pulled over. She's like, yeah. So I handed it to her. Boom. She didn't throw it out the window. She was still on her person when they called her. When they searched her, they found it. And I had to claim everything. And since it was on a minor's possession, and I told the cops, I gave it to her to throw out the window, they charged me with distribution of a controlled substance to a minor, which is a Class A where I'm from, which I'm facing 20 years. I'm really facing 20 years in prison. I had a trial date set for December 12th, and I didn't go because I was out here. So that's another thing that's got me nerve-wracked.
So you're in trouble.
Sir?
You're in trouble.
Yeah, I'm in trouble. Yes, sir. Hmm. Yes, sir, I am.
What do you see for your future? What would you like to do?
I'd like to handle this, but I don't see myself going back to prison. I cannot go back to prison. Like, Alabama is, and if you look it up, Alabama is the number one world's most dangerous prison in the world. Like, in the U.S., that is. I can't go back to that. I almost didn't make it out alive the first time. I'm not trying to go back to that. I'm not trying to go back to that.
You were in prison in Alabama before?
Yes, sir.
What did you see when you were in there?
Oh, God. Well, kind of in prison where I'm from, if you see something going down and it got nothing to do with you, like, you can see a dude getting fucking just smashed out. Like, you know, we want to help him, but you can't. And that went on every day. Flight lifts every day. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of just rolled my rack and smoked my little spice, and that was it. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't in there very long, but I was there, and I was in there long enough not to never go back. You know what I mean? Never want to go back to that place. Never.
And you think rehab is ever going to work for you?
I do, sir. I've actually been trying to reach out to a couple of them because now I'm at my wit's end. I feel like I lost everything. I'm losing everybody. I'm facing 20 years in prison. Like, I have no other option, I feel like. And that's, I'm not doing it because I feel like it's the only thing, last hope. I'm doing it because I'm 30 years old and I've been a drug addict my whole life. I let down a lot of people. I'm a disappointing son. Like, I let anything you can be in life, I'm a disappointment in, I feel like. So I'm 30 years old, so I feel like I'm trying to live. I want to live my next 30 years opposite.
What are you using currently? Fentanyl and?
Fentanyl and meth.
And meth?
Mainly fentanyl, though.
I wish you a lot of luck, Cody. You're in a tough jam.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, sir.
Let me ask you one last question. What would you say is the most important thing you've learned in your life?
Most important thing I've ever learned in my life would probably be think before you do anything because the repercussions of your actions can cause very trauma to your life. Because I've been there. I made decisions where I didn't think of the long-term effects and outcome of it, and it's caused me trauma. You know what I'm saying? So that would be it right there. Just think before you do anything. Think of that repercussions before you do anything stupid.
All right. Cody, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you, buddy.
I wish you a lot of luck out here.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.